I'll call Committee on Committees to order on this 12th day of January 2017. Would we, Secretary, please read the roll?
Chairman Brown.
Here.
Senator Vincent.
Here.
Senator Buttrey.
Here.
Senator Osmundson.
Here.
Senator Wellborn.
Here.
Thank you.
And Senator Fielder is our new member. And welcome, Senator Fielder. And that happened at our last caucus meeting. So now that we have a full committee, we're going to be replacing today the people who are not in the legislature, who are have chosen or aren't going to serve on some of these committees. And we have to do it before the 10th legislative day, which is tomorrow. So we're doing it in day number 9. So with that, Senator Buttrey.
Madam Chair, for the Legislative Council Committee, I would move that we retain the members Buttrey, Senator Buttrey, Senator Facey, and we add Senator Thomas and Senator Margie McDonald, Madam Chair.
Senator Thomas is not going to be on there. I see what you're talking about. Those are the replacements.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Is there discussion on Legislative Council? I did talk with minority leadership, and I asked them for their picks, but we also can change any of those if you choose. Is there discussion?
Question.
The question has been called. I think this could be a voice vote. All in favor of the nominees for Legislative Council, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Seeing none. Senator.
Madam Chair, just a question.
Yes.
Do we need to point out who's being they are replacing? No? Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Buttrey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Regarding the Legislative Audit Committee, I would move that we retain Senators McNally, Senators D. Brown, Senator Gene Vukovich, and we add Senator Keenan and Senator Gauthier.
Is there discussion?
Question.
The question has been called on the new replacements for Legislative Audit and the retainees. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That, too, is unanimous. Go ahead, Senator Buttrey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the Legislative Finance Committee, I move that we retain Senator Wolken and add Senator Osmundson. Madam Chair.
Is there discussion?
Question.
The question has been called on Legislative Finance. People, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That, too, is unanimous. Go ahead, Senator Buttrey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the Economic Development Advisory Council, I would move that we retain Senator Hoven and add Senator Frank Smith. Madam Chair.
Is there discussion? I do have a question about this. I have not been aware of this advisory council. Does anyone on the committee know about its function?
The Economic...
Economic Development Advisory Council. What do they advise? Who do they advise?
Madam Chair, I believe that they're part of a large council, which there's gubernatorial and other nominees, which discusses the economic development programs within the state. And they address everything from the primary sector to big sky to incumbent worker. I believe they're all-encompassing with all of our economic development programs.
Thank you for the explanation. Is there other discussion on Economic Development Advisory Council nominees? The question has been called. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? That's unanimous, too. Senator Buttrey.
Madam Chair, for the Environmental Quality Council, in dealing with the minority party, I would move that we retain Senator Phillips and add Senator Pomnikowski and Senator Facey.
Is there a discussion on the minority nominees? Seeing none.
Question.
The question?
No, I mean, discussion.
Oh,
sorry.
Discussion. Go
yes,
ahead.
Sorry. Okay, as I'm looking at this,
Madam Chair, it looks like we're replacing one, but there's two names been added. So they've both been nominated, and we have to vote on that. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, Senator Buttrey.
Madam Chair, Senator Vukovich was on EQC, and he has asked to come off, so we're also replacing Senator Vukovich.
My mistake.
Thank you. Thanks for clarification.
Thank you. Other discussion?
Question.
The question has been called on the minority appointees to EQC. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Senator Buttry.
Madam Chair, that is going to leave room for three appointments from the majority party on EQC. Madam Chair.
Okay. And some names have already been mentioned. Is there discussion or nominations for EQC on the majority party? Senator Buttry.
Madam Chair, if you're comfortable with me making multiple nominations.
One at a time, please.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would nominate Senator Kerry Smith.
We'll discuss that right now. And I think what we'll do, because there are five people who would like to join that, what I'm going to do is you can vote three times. There are three slots. You can vote three times. The name will come up. You either don't hold up your hand or you do hold up your hand, and we will have the majority of six people say, yes, this person is on, or no, this person is off. Is that understood?
Madam Chair, if we're going to do that, though, would it make sense just that we have five parties that have expressed interest, if I could just list those five parties?
That I think that would be appropriate, Senator Buttry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Kerry Smith, Senator Fielder, Senator Lang, Senator Heinbaugh, and Senator Vincent.
Okay, so knowing that we have five names, we can only choose three. You may only vote for three out of these five. Is that understood? Okay. All in favor of Senator Kerry Smith being on the EQC, raise your hand and I'll just say your name. Senators Fielder, Buttry, Brown, Vincent, and Osmundson vote. So that is five out of six. Senator Vincent, all in favor of Senator Vincent?
I vote for me.
Okay, you can vote for yourself. I'm going to keep my vote. And so we have five out of six for Senator Vincent. Okay? Senator Fielder. All in favor of Senator Fielder? Senator Brown and Senator Fielder vote for Senator Fielder. Two out of six. Senator Heinbaugh. In favor of Senator Heinbaugh. Now remember, you can only vote three times. Just so you know, Senator Buttry, Senator Wellborn, and Senator Osmundson, three out of six. Okay? And Senator Lang. How many for Senator Lang? One out of six. So what I see here is the three top vote getters out of the six in Committee on Committees will be Senators Kerry Smith, Senator Vincent, and Senator Heinbaugh. Is there discussion? Three. All right.
So we can.
Senator Vincent.
If we want to, I just give my perspective on EQC and on kind of the history of that committee. If you've been on there, usually you're retained on there. We remove term limits of EQC, so that is a little bit different now. But since Kerry Smith has been on there, and he wants to retain on there, you know, that's why I support him. The issue is really, in conversations with other members, it's more of a regional issue on the EQC from what I'm understanding. So I'd be interested in hearing from other members on that perspective.
Okay, so what you're saying is Senators Smith and Vincent by 5-6 are already on. So now we're discussing the difference of we're going to be voting, all of us are going to be voting on either Senator Fielder or Senator Heinbaugh. Is that what you're saying,
yes,
Senator? All right, is there discussion? Senator Buttry.
Madam Chair, I'm hoping I don't need to pull my calculator out. There are six of us and we were to each vote three times.
I didn't vote three times.
You didn't, okay, because we're missing two votes.
I would vote for Lang on that bottom one. So that would be two out of six.
Okay.
Senator Fielder.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I spoke to Senator Heinbaugh just before the meeting to ask if he wanted to be on EQC, and he's somewhat interested, but I told him it may come down to he or I, and asked for his feedback, and he deferred to me if I would like to have that position. Being chair of Fish and Game and having served on it once before, I have a little bit of a head start on a freshman senator, although I think he's very capable. It's a big-time commitment, so we kind of discussed that, and the time commitment did not seem to necessarily suit him as well as perhaps it does me. So that was his feedback. So he did defer to me on this.
Thank you. Is there other discussion? Senator Osmundson?
Madam Chair, just being from central Montana, I guess I do feel strongly about the fact that we need to get some good eastern representation, especially a rancher or farmer from eastern Montana, just because there are some very significant issues coming up, whether it be from bison or whether it be from the Yellowstone. I'm not going to speak for Mr. Heinbaugh or Lang at that point, but I would feel strongly in that respect, Madam Chair.
All right. Lang is out of the discussion.
Correct, ma'am.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Question? The question has been called. So now you're voting for either Senators Fielder or Heinbaugh. All in favor of Senator Fielder, raise your hand. We again have a tie with Senator Vincent, Senator Brown, and Senator Fielder. Is there more pressing information?
I got a question.
Question. Go ahead.
Senator Fielder, what about water policy?
That's a question about whether I'd rather serve on that than EQC. Well, as chair of Fish and Game, EQC has oversight over that department, so I think that's more relevant for the position I'm in now. If the committee feels strongly that they'd prefer to have Senator Heinbaugh on there, that's all right with me as well. So I don't want to deadlock things here today over that. And water policy, we don't have to make that appointment today, so that's something I just as soon consider.
The reason I bring it's something that we talk about when we're talking about Natural Resource Committee in the interim. We try to, and it's going to be a decision for this committee of whether or not you put me on water policy now that I'm already on EQC, and I understand that, and I would rather be on EQC than water policy. If something were to change, or if we were to move that around with the water, we can actually change these appointments at a later date as well, being the committee on committee. So, for the purposes of today, if we want to, we have to get this done by today.
Yes, right? We do.
By tomorrow. Okay.
So, Senator Vincent, are you going to change your vote and vote for Heinbaugh, knowing that we can change this appointment at any time? We can do water policy, which is a later appointment.
Let's do that.
All right. So I'll call for the vote for Senator Fielder again. All in favor, raise your hand. Senator Brown votes for Senator Fielder. Who votes for Senator Heinbaugh? Senators Wellborn, Osborne, Vincent, Osmondson, oh, sheesh, and Senator Buttrey. So where is your vote, Senator Fielder?
I'm abstaining, Madam Chair.
All right, and Senator Fielder abstains. So we have the three new people on EQC as of by the 10th day anyway by this committee are Senators Kerry Smith, Senator Chaz Vincent, and Senator Heinbaugh. Is there any other further business? Seeing none, Committee on Committees is adjourned. Thank you. Committee on Committees.